Radio East River, our station, our talent, and our people.
Radio East River, onze stasi, onze talent, onze mensen. WhatsApp ons bij 064-536-9095. Talk to us, die dang ruk hier.
Calling all parents for grade 8 and 9 learners. Is your child struggling with mathematics, or do they need extra support to build a strong foundation for grade 10 and beyond? Inspire Study is here to help. Expert tutoring, your child will gain confidence, improve problem-solving skills, and develop a love for mathematics. We offer personalized support and engaging lessons with a small group sessions. Join us every Saturday at Yesterday Field Library. Limited spots available. Call or WhatsApp 079-217-3490 today to enroll and book a session. Strong math skills today mean a brighter opportunity tomorrow.
The best variety of music on your favorite radio station.
Radio East River.
Niemand doet een lekker, ja, zo lekker zoals mij. Niemand doet een lekker, zo lekker zoals ik. Niemand doet een lekker, ja, zo lekker zoals mij. Allemaal loop vast, oeh, ik is terug aan die plek. Nou, ze lachen, ze is terug aan die plek. Allemaal loop vast, oeh, ik is terug aan die plek. Nou, ze lachen, ze is terug aan die plek. Ja, die party gaan nu ruk, want mijn lach is als hier. Want die music lekker hard, jongens, kunt me op bier. Hele kind van mij, hele kind mijn trap. Van overal waar ik ga, wil ik fokken oorvaart. Als mijn lach is, zo haal al die wijn uit die kassies. Ik kom lekker dier, maar ik doe het lekker zachtjes. Als laddie daddy, blijf niet eens hier om te party. I don't cause problems, and I don't bother nobody cause. Ik is hier om je dank te ruk. Om je kunt te laten dansen en de holen te laten kutten. Ja, dat is positive vibes everywhere I go. Want niemand maakt het lekker zoals Angelo. Niemand doet het lekker, zo lekker zoals ik. Niemand doet het lekker, ja, zo lekker zoals mij. Niemand doet het lekker, zo lekker zoals ik. Niemand doet het lekker, ja, zo lekker zoals mij. Allemaal loop vast, oeh, ik is terug aan die plek. Nou, ze lachen, ze is terug aan die plek. Allemaal loop vast, oeh, ik is terug aan die plek. Nou, ze lachen, ze is terug aan die plek. Yo, it's Tuck Tony, baby, I ain't Angelo. And say, Vito's like a party everywhere we go. And we just came to your joint just to steal the show. So, TikTok, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go! My boy, for the line, Ivani Baza Z. A sequin and funny colors, do you feel me, B?
Say, Tony, yeah.
You wanna bamba?
Don't wait for the big boys, van Osses Z.
Ik say, stuur die music op, en drop a lager. En praat met your pup, en say, Vito's like a rascal. Ik zin, zij heet fitte jou op alle rechte plekken van. Niemand maakt een lekker zoals ik.
Niemand doet een lekker, zo lekker zoals ik. Niemand doet een lekker, ja, zo lekker zoals mij. Niemand doet een lekker, zo lekker zoals ik. Niemand doet een lekker, ja, zo lekker zoals mij. Allemaal loop vast, oeh, ik is terug aan die plek. Nou, ze lachen, ze is terug aan die plek. Allemaal loop vast, oeh, ik is terug aan die plek. Nou, ze lachen, ze is terug aan die plek.
Yes, our station, our talent, our people. Goeienavond, streamers. Baie dankie om weer terug te wees hier op Radio East River. Radio East River, the leading internet radio station in Cape Town. Thank you for interacting with us on various platforms. Catch us live on Facebook, on the Radio East River page. Join us on TikTok live, the Radio East River TikTok page. Check us out on our website for live streaming and to learn more about Radio East River, www.radioeastriver.co.za. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, I'm super excited to have these guys here. And to kick off, I would just like to maybe let them introduce themselves at first. Just a little description in terms of where you guys come from and what you guys do. But just a short one, please.
I'm Angela Adams. I live in Blackie. But I'm part of the Be a Better Foundation. And I think for me, it's just the girls.
And
Grantham Abrams, founder of Be the Difference Foundation, father, husband. Excited to be here. Grateful to be here. Thank you very much for the opportunity for hosting us. We're always excited to share the vision and to share the love and to get people to understand and to get people to be involved. And also thank you to Angela and Lawrence for coming out. I really want to thank them for their sacrifice, for what they do for the girls and the boys. Every Saturday, every Monday, every Wednesday, coming out and sacrificing their time. Thank you very much for that, guys, and thank you very much for having us, Angelo.
Sure. Lawrence Snyders, part of Be the Difference, rugby coach, and also newly engaged guy, and obviously, happy to be here. Lifelong friend of Angelo as well, over 25 years. So, also thank you for this opportunity for the foundation.
Don't give your age away.
So, as you guys could hear, they are foundation, Be the Difference Foundation, and as Lon said, we close friends, and I've heard a lot of things from the outside, what they do, and all those kind of things. And for my first question, I just wanted to ask the founder, could you tell us about how the foundation got started and what it means to you?
Be the Difference started back in 2014, so more than a decade ago. We are a registered NPO that strives for positive youth development. We run four socioeconomic projects now, community projects, development through sport, educational development, nutritional development, and then our newly formed community impact program. Started back 2014, it was a personal journey that I went on myself, and then I shared the vision with family and friends, and overnight it became everyone's vision and mission to share the love of God, but also to serve people with hope and dignity and through humanity. And we use sport as a token to change lives and make a positive impact within our community.
Oh, that's nice. Can you hear, guys? So he's got two members. One sitting close to me, Angelo. What are you responsible for when it comes to the foundation? What's your, let's say, title?
My title is head coach of the netball. Mm-hmm. So I'm there every Saturday with the girls, coaching them, mentoring them, and just be there for them. Because most of them comes from different backgrounds and different, how can I say, the
circumstances,
yeah. So, for me, it's just working with the girls and coaching them.
And when you say girls, from what age do that range?
We've got from 12 years old up to the oldest one now is 20 years old.
20 years old, nice. Yeah. And then I've got Lance. So can you tell me about what you're doing at the foundation?
Currently, I was appointed as a rugby coach, but me getting to know Grantham and just being up, helping, and it was the start of me one Sunday, fun day. Dishing out food for kids at Wallace Day, and I think that changed me in terms of really what's happening, because Omid was coming in Saturday morning, me and his brother, his friends, being there, seeing the sacrifice he made, and obviously just putting my hand, and now obviously with my sport background, coaching, giving that positive impact, like you said, mentioned, a lot of our boys comes out of underprivileged communities, they must walk through the three or four gangs to get to the field, to practice. We practice now till at 5:45, to leave. In 2 months' time, it's dark. But those guys sacrifices just for me, giving my time, effort, and helping them to become better young men.
Nice. So I did a little bit of research. Obviously, I had to do a little bit of research. And I saw that in terms of your development, right, it's education, nutrition, and sport. Can you maybe just give us a little bit of what is it that you guys do in the various... let me rather say... Each person will maybe give me something with regards to what is it that they do when it comes to education, nutrition, and the sport. So I will leave the sport question for Angela.
Okay, what we do in sports, I started off watching on a youth day. I came and I watched, came to watch the youth play. It was a tournament. And I was sitting there watching the girls, and I'm like, this is really... what I am interested in. And since then, I've been going to practices, not being appointed as anything, but I've went to practices And I was sitting there, and, you know, when they ask something, I'll assist in that. And for me, I am a netball player. I played netball. So I think the love of netball started with myself. Self. So if I see the girls on the field, I mean, you're waiting for Saturday to come to watch the girls, to see who's coming. And that excitement on their faces just to be there on Saturday mornings. So, yeah, at the sports thing, I just want, even if I get one girl who works hard and just be there one day, see them in South, playing for South Africa, that for me is already an achievement.
Oh, that's nice. I can remember back in the day when I used to play sports in high school, I can remember I would pack my bag the previous night, and then the morning I'm up early. So I can just imagine myself how the girls feel when they must come to those kind of sessions with you and when they have to play sport, you know. And then Grantham, maybe just with regards to the education part that you guys are also...
Yeah, Angelo, what we realized was... we had to start looking at having a holistic approach to working with the individuals. So it's not just about the sport, it's also making sure that the nutrition is up to date, also making sure the education is there. Mm-hmm. So as I said previously, we want to create a platform for our community kids to grow and really excel into becoming better individuals. So we use sport as a tool. So the sport program, which consists of rugby and netball, it's three times a week. It's on a Monday, a Wednesday, and a Saturday, which is rugby and netball. And we identify kids with a lot of potential and try and create a better opportunities at top 20 schools or at university and colleges. We create opportunities for them. But sometimes we also come to realize that, yes, as you like, you can play rugby, you can play netball, but they suckle academies. Mm-hmm. And that's where the academic program came in. It's the extra classes, it's the tutoring that Mrs. Bos does for mathematics. So we provide extra classes for our community kids, no cost. After school, twice a week, we have an outside tutor that provides the classes for them. We strive for student-athlete identity. So kids have to have a 65% average to go to university. So we don't want to set kids up for failure. It's very sugar for coop, not sugarcoating dreams. Yeah. It's making sure that we equip our kids academically and helping them to be better students and then better athletes. So that's what the academical program does, is provide extra classes and provide a platform for them to understand the work. Some of the schools are maybe not providing the educational equipment or extra time for kids. So that's where we come in, to make sure that our existing athletes perform better academically. And our sport program obviously provides a platform for them to improve and develop their skill, which Lance would maybe talk on the sport part. Mm-hmm. And then for the nutrition, it's we've got currently three kitchens around the Western Cape. We provide food in Wallisdean, Bloekombos, and in Makassar.
Nice.
About 310 meals that we serve on a daily basis from Monday to Friday. So specific feeding, it's people that's on our list. We know who's SASSA beneficiaries, who's disabled, kids that's not in school, kids that's currently not in age to be in school, elderly people. So we've been doing that for the last 11 years, feeding communities from Makassar to Franschhoek to Ravensmead to Strand. And now it's become more of a specific feeding, making sure that the people that's on our list, we also provide them with computer classes, technology stuff, so we can get the list shorter, closing the gap, just standing into the gap for our community people, Angelo.
Just a follow-up question with regards to your list. Like, how would one get onto the list? Or is it, how would one get on
the feeding list or the sports list?
Just in terms of the feeding list for now.
Yeah, for feeding, it's specific feeding that we've created over the last few years. COVID has really helped us develop this list. Nice. It has helped us develop a hygiene protocol. Hand wash, gloves draw, sanitize. Nice. That wasn't there before COVID. So COVID actually helped us into creating a better formula in how to serve our community people. Specific feeding, it's maybe saying it's Angelo, his wife, and the two kids. That's what we say about specific feeding. It's your ID number, it's your beneficiary, who's got an income, who does not have an income. And then we have a referral system through DSD, which is the Department of Social Development, or community-based social workers that can recommend a family that's currently unemployed or just lost a job. We just had someone in Wallacedean that went off the list. That individual, they got a job now, and that family is now stable to look after themselves. So that's a temporary thing. So we have a referral system, which we can help, or sometimes we cannot assist, because government only funds a certain amount, which is 68 people. But currently we're feeding about 100 people on that specific area. So it becomes difficult at times, but we do our best to make sure that we can help people.
Wow. And then, Lance, just from your side, just in terms of the program and what benefit it is for kids to actually join, and what is the skills that they get from the sporting that you guys offer?
I think, Angelo, I've been there, I've been observing. I've first been the manager of the teams, what are the coaches. So we're very specific. So we play more 10s, 15s, getting those boys skill-wise, because you see at club level, these boys can't even clean. So today specifically, we had three types of drills specifically based at cleaning, tackling, racking, working on those. So it's the small micro skills that people don't get coaching at primary schools. We give them that to give them a better opportunity, like Grinson mentioned, to go to a, if they get the opportunity to go to a better school, to better their lives, then they are, then they don't feel out when it comes to these big schools.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also on that level, and the coaches can see the potential.
Yeah, for the listeners and the streamers out there, I've seen like Springboks and 7 players at the rugby coaching. I haven't been to the ladies' side. Ik wil blij weg blij hè, want ik heb een vrouw. Just a little joke. But ik ga definitief als er weer event is, ga ik daar kom kijken. Want daar is heel moeilijk. Is er players wat ook willen join en VP players wat ook willen join, wat die kids inspire?
As kinders wat in die program is, wat VB players is.
Wow.
Yes.
And last year we had 2 girls that played 2 codes, under 16 and under 19, mm-hmm. Western Province. So our netball program is really young. It's only 2 years old. And we've really seen a massive success from that side. Raisha went from one school to a bursary school, so she's got a bursary now. We've got 4 of our athletes in the girls category that's performing on Saturday for Western Province in athletics. We've got a good balance there. I think that's the word we are looking for, is balance. It's good, good academies, good sport geweest. And the 2 girls that Angela's referring is Maria and Sakira. They played under 16 and under 19. Taiti was the youngest player last year. She was primary school at 7, and then she participated in the under 17 Marius Koeman tournament in Paul Jum, which we played the semi-finals against the host Paul Jum. So for us, that's massive. That's a great platform, not only for sport, but also a confidence booster. Here are gunners, I believe, from like, yours is, ek kan.
Yeah.
Ek kan myself better seen as a better athlete and a better mens. And I think they actually did much better than what they expected themselves to do. So that's for us is an all-round win, because ons kinders stap met meer confidence weg.
Yep.
And I think in our communities, that is what we need. We need to believe that I can do better. I can become better. I can improve my circumstances. Things can get better at home. Can I better school to gaan? I can better omstandighede. Net for me, nie, but also to break that generational curse. Like be the first person to get that matric, first person to go to university, to get that degree, be the first person to play provincial. I think be the first in everything.
In everything,
that's a good
thing
for us, yeah.
Yo, die man praat zeker goeie goed as jy motivering van my. Maar ek wil net gou 'n bietjie off topic of the script gaan,
yes.
Né? Sorry. Soos jy sê nou, soos die een dame het nou van die een skool na die ander skool toe gaan. So as julle potensiaal sien in 'n kind, reach julle uit na die universiteit toe, reach julle uit na die self of hoe werk dit?
I think we've established a great brand.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of schools reach us to us now, university reach us to us. So we at Kandy 110 bursaries in this 11 years, 110 bursaries, that university and school boy and girl bursaries. So that's kid that receives 100% bursary. So say of hy na ander school to gaan, it's all expenses.
Yeah.
It's school fees are covered. Hostel is gecover, tour is gecover. So that is very important for us. So that's a holistic approach. Into a lot of people say, oh, but the kid mustn't go to the one school, but they don't look at the holistic approach. Like, a bursary means a bed for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It means three meals for kids. Yeah. It means better education for kids. It means safe haven for a kid.
Yes.
Like for us, when we look at netball, it's not about netball. It's a safe haven.
Yeah.
That's where kids come and just be themselves, just enjoy it. There's laughter. There's something to eat. It's a better environment just to get away from all the other things. So bursary means a better opportunity for yourself to grow yourself and to, it's in a safer environment. So that is what we say when we mean bursary and opportunities. Two of our boys graduated university last year. We've got another two graduating in April at UWC. And then we're excited to have, this year we have three girls that's already at university that was in our grade 12 last year. So that's exciting, Angela.
And to be honest, ek is nog steeds van die topic, Elva, maar to be honest, is it like kwaai om te sien, like Elans sê baie, julle ouwkies wat miskien een license kry het, en hy positivities wat hulle kry, verstaan jy, is amper so motivation, hey, as my chommie dit kan
kry. That's a success. Mm-hmm. That's how we look at it, a success. Angela is not a netball coach, she's a mother.
Yeah.
Lance is not the rugby coach, he's a father.
Mm-hmm.
They dare to guide and mentor our learners.
Yes.
I want my players to come and they must be able to speak to Lance about personal things.
Nice.
They must come to Angela and speak to mom and says, you know, this is bothering me. Mm. I'm not happy with this. If players don't have relationship with coaches, then we are off the track here.
Yeah.
So we are not focused on the Western Province or the SA colors. That stuff is nice, and winning the cups in the tournament is a lekker gevoel.
Yeah.
But for us, it's about the learners, the license, the bank account. Now we're in month two now, going to just started with month three now. We had three of our boys opening their bank accounts. We had six of our learners going for their learner's license. Today, Lalitle went to go pass, and he unfortunately failed, but he made another appointment to go again.
Kenya.
So he's done everything well. It was just the outside in the road. So for us, that is the success stories, you understand?
But from my way I'm sitting, it is like with education, nutrition, and the sport that you are combining. Yes. I mean, the sport is also an important thing because, I mean, you learn a lot of life lessons in terms of being able to work with each other, feeling that disappointment with each other, and feeling that brothership. Yes. It doesn't matter in what code it is, you'll have that, you know?
100%. Preparing you for the world.
Definitely.
So now this year, one of my friends coached at Craventine. There's about eight of our boys. They play at different schools, but they want to be one team this year. So I'm actually quite excited to see them this year, what they can achieve as a team. And the 20 team, they're also going to participate in the Rhino tournament that's coming down in April over the Easter weekend. So I'd like to see them against the people from outside. Give them that exposure. Two of our boys went last year to Dubai. Got player of the tournament, got newcomer of the tournament at the men's open tournament. He's only 20 years old.
And he went overseas already.
He went to Dubai. He's the first in his family that did that. So that is the success.
It's
special. It's really special.
I can just imagine. Now, with all of the things that you guys are doing, you guys are working with, obviously, as I heard, with government and the what is this now, social workers and all of those other things. But, I mean, how can people get a hold of you in terms of if they want to maybe, even if it's just a cool drink to a coach or a case of cool drink for the boys or anything that they can, how can they get a hold of you?
We're based in Kraaifontein. So most of the things that we do run from the Kraaifontein area, Petunia Primary School in the Scottsville area. But social media is basically the route to go.
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or X.
DM, so young men say.
Yes. Just look for Be The Difference Foundation or look for the hashtag Team BTD.
Okay.
Live and direct. We're always there. We're always active on social media. Send us a DM and we'll get back to you soon as possible. But we invite people to volunteer. That is the first thing. Give your tight and your voluntary hand, whether it's coaching or driving, whatever you can do, just operating in your gift. That for us is the most important thing. Say the cool drink will bring you cool drink for the coaches. Well, not the coaches, cool drink is a good thing. But yeah, that will be highly appreciated because people sacrifice a lot to give to other people. And I think that's the big misconception when it comes to this industry, is the sacrifice. Like, it's a dunk. We've been running the back to school drive on Wednesdays, our last one. There will be our fourth school running and giving kids school shoes, school socks, nice. School shirts, and school bags. And our goal was to give 500 kids that. But that alone is a sacrifice, you understand?
Yeah.
Doing it and giving to others. We don't give because we have. It's not like we have millions in our bank account. we give because we receive. God has invested and
nice.
Granted us with this blessing of giving to others. And ons serve and give ander omdat ons liefde het. Of omdat iemand het voor ons gedoen het en wil ons voor anderen doen. So that's why we're encouraging people. Like, come out, come serve, give your time, whatever you are good at. Mm. Present us with that so we can do that to our community and serve them with hope.
Daar is het zo'n mooi way hoe Grantham het nou gesê dat, like, ek nou iets uitgevat van het, is, iemand het voor jou iets goed gedoen, so jy return a favor, en om voor iemand anders iets goed te doen, which is a goeie ding om te doen. Grant en mij gaan nog weer terug naar de script. Gaat een paar tafra vragen.
Yes. Angela voor lunch.
Lunch.
So how do is the okay? Sorry. What's your approach of making sure that the foundation keep going at its great work for years to come?
I think it's doing the right thing for the right reason. That's the first and foremost. The first thing. Ons doen altijd de rechte goed voor de rechte reden. Soms onsmakelijk en soms gaan ons hier samenstemmen als een spanning. People are not always going to agree with, especially me, the way I do things or how I want to. But for me, it's about the beneficiaries.
Yeah.
It's firstly the kids and doing the right thing for the brand.
Yeah.
Not for today, but for the next 10 years, for the next 20 years. So for ons is it om die rechte ding te doen voor die rechte reden. And then it's consistency. It's just like chopping off the same spot.
Yeah.
Like we go for 52 weeks. And when I say 52 weeks, I mean 52 weeks. We work till Christmas comes. We continue working, you understand? It's, it's making sure that everyone is consistently eating in the nutritional program, training, whether it's a sports program, or being fed educationally. And also now with our computer class that we launched last month is the community impact program. Ons kyk net na die kinders, ons kyk nou na die familie.
Vertel my meer van het. Ons kyk
nou na die ma en die pa en die huis wat nie werk het of nie gewoontes aan technologie nie. That's why we created that program. It's something we spoke about last year, and then we kicked it off this year. So we started with our first 20 beneficiaries, and we're already full for the next 3 programs until the end of the year.
Wow.
People that have applied to want to be involved. And it's just basically Word, Excel, set up your own email address, how to use the internet, make your own CV. And we had last week someone that got a job.
Nice.
That is real special, you understand. So
nice.
Out of the 20 people, 2 of the 20 is already got a job. Rodney started his apprenticeship at one of our sponsors. He started his apprenticeship, and one of the girls started last week. She got a job. She started a day with her new job. So it's about looking out for the whole family.
Yeah.
You understand? It's creating a better space
for the child.
Yes. It's good for the kind of beers. It's good as a provincial crime. But we have they must get income. We're the highest unemployment rate in the world. So for us, it's about being the difference. Yeah, rechter gaan die gap te staan. And to be the voice for the voices.
So your name say, be the difference.
Yes. And that's what we strive to do. And we're constantly looking how to improve the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Wat kan ons meer doen? Wat kan ons voor ons kinders doen? So it's basically doing the same thing, just doing it better.
Yes.
So starting with sport, and then you go to nutrition, and then you go to education, and now you're looking at the family. So we can be around for years to come, for our kids to continue doing what we are doing, but it's also to light candles. Ons wil net be the difference via Saturday by the netball, be the difference maandag en woensdag by the rugby, of by die kostprogramme. Ons wil elke dag verskil wees.
You
want to inspire people at the braai, you want to inspire people at work, you want to inspire people when you get to the garage. This is being... Sit a smile op iemand se gesig. Mense gaan weer baie goed, Angelo, like it's tough. We are not sitting here because we are perfect. We are far from perfect. We are fathers, we are mothers, we have household to look after. We can sit here because someone at home is taking care of business at home.
Yeah.
Staan hier. It's tough. We have to just continue being the difference and lighting candles. What else was gaan is, I hope when we leave here, we've inspired you guys or the listeners, people that's listening like, oh yeah, that's valuable. I can take that from the table, you understand? So that's what it's all about, Angelo.
Nice. Ja, ek is om 100 vir julle hierso. Angela, ligte vraagje. Miskien het jy al gesê, maar ek gaan nou net gaan deur, maar ek vraag julle is, hoe is het like om saam met die kinders te werk? Like, wat a joy creator, Angela.
Omdat ek seker van netbal hou. en van kleins af netbal gespeel het. Kan jy nie wegbly nie. Ek het probeer wegbly en ek het dit het jy weet hy het hy liefde vir die kinders.
Het jy lekker geslaap?
Nee, jy ontwikkel hy liefde vir die kinders en jy wil teruggaan. Soos ek het lunch het vir my laat verhoor doen ook. Ek moes by HR gewees het. So ek was ingeroep gewees vir 'n verhoor, maar soos ek sê my liefde vir netbal en my liefde vir kinders in die algemeen, nie net vir net, want kinders maar vir kinders. Dit is wat vir my teruggetrek het weer, Kryfontein toe.
Nice. Ek wil net gauw weer teruggaan met die, na die education toe nie. Sê my net gauw, in termen van die education wat jy het, hoe verdaai in by die Suid-Afrikaanse curriculum, is het like, hoe kan ek nou sê, soos jy gesê, dat is extra klasse, so as een kind miskien nou nie goed doen in wiskunde nie, ja. En dan is het vir hulle om dat te doen?
Ja, yeah, basically it starts with our 72 kids, so it starts with our 29 girls, and then all the boys that we have across South Africa.
So you say 72 kids range from?
I see netball and the rugby seniors and my seniors.
But their ages range from?
From 12 to about up to 20.
For the education programs as well. Okay, you can continue. Sorry.
So it's basically it starts at home. It starts for us with the netball and the rugby to make sure that our kids are not just performing on the field, but also off the field. So it's basically that hulle kan verstaan. So baie keer het ons daar gesien met die meisies en die seuns in die program, it's not that they can't do the match. It's just because there's a lot of kids in class and there's not attention to detail. Of as jy one-on-one waar jy vir die juffrou kan vra. So dit is baie goed met die extra klasse wat hulle nou kry, van nou kan hulle vra, nou kan hulle sit. So ons wil graag alles kinders in ons program moet slaag. That is the first thing, but it must also pass good.
Yes.
Want 55%, 65%. So it's not a setup of failure. It's like you're in this program and then you can go to college. And you can go to university. So that's not a stepping stone. And that's also our educational program. Mm-hmm. But it's also not just the educational part. It's also the financial strain. Baie kinders perform baie beter as hy al die toerusting het.
Mm.
Like, he's got school shoes. He's got a school shirt. Like, you lose confidence if you don't have that item.
Yes.
And we can see that this last few weeks, we can see the difference in kids. Like, Petunia did a study last year with their kids. In the class that receive school shoes, the academic marks, the punt had better because they were more confident in school. I think it's calm to fully. You know, kids are harsh sometimes with one another. They make snacks and grappies on Sasa kinders and fun. Yeah, you can't eat that because and sometimes these innocent jokes, it kills people's confidence. So, yeah, we focus on a financial strain, but also on the educational improvement.
So, with that being said, my next question would have been, like, do you think the kids think about their futures? And if they don't, is there a way where you actually show them, look here, this is the pathway that you guys are going in with the education and education. But there is obviously you probably have counselors or something.
It's something we can do much better in educating our kids in making better decisions. Because almal gaan nie springbok raak, almal gaan nie stormer raak. I think we've touched on that. Just before we came in, it's doing that much better because a lot of schools don't have the career day anymore. You know, where people come out and they say, okay, you can become a doctor or a lawyer or a nurse, and this is the requirements. Because we have the conversations with the rugby boys a lot. It's like, jy wil dit word, maar wat gaan jy benodig om dit te word? Hoeveel percent moet jy het? Wat the fuck moet jy het? It's conversations that we can spend a lot more detail into this. It's really something that we have to open up. Because a lot of kids don't know about NASFAS. They don't know about studying for free.
Yes.
Like the girls, they have a big avenue of studying for free in sport. Just by playing netball, just by playing rugby. There's a gaping there, and baie van ons kinders weet
nie daarvan.
But you can get a degree by just by playing rugby.
Mm.
Get a degree by just by playing netball, and it's a requirement for university. They must have an X amount of colors, X amount of kids in doing a specific sport. So jy moet eigenlijk daai tot jou voordeel gebruik.
Yeah, definitely. For Lance, what would you say was or is your most standout successful story? Jalkin,
most probably my most successful story is just being part of the foundation. And actually now being appointed as the coach, being the mentor, and just trying for them to be better, for them to strive to be better young men. Because we see a lot of these things in our community. Our boys are is dying out there.
Mm.
So something this, there's something better. So for me, just being part of it, I think that is my profound moment within this, within this thing. It's not about being a coach, just being there, being with those boys. So they can come to me. They can come out, have a chat to me. Coach, this is not going good at home. Coach, I might need this. Can you help me, coach? Just building that relationship and giving them the best opportunity. Because I know the sacrifices my mother made, my parents made for me, where I am today. It was tough. You know how tough it was. We shared that experience together. So it was just for them giving that platform, because I've got the platform now to help them. Even if it's just, I just became the manager with them. Just giving them a clean shirt to wear, making their talk room right, making them feel special when they go out on that field. So that is for me my success story with it.
Wow, nice. And you, Angela?
My success story with the girls. Like Renton said earlier on, the Marius Schoeman. They've played the year before and didn't do that well. And last year after they played, and they made like they were in the top four. And it was like I had a conversation with them, and I said to them, you must remember, all kids play together every day. They practice together, they play together. You only practice together on a Saturday. And what they achieved there was already, what I've seen they do there, they can do much better.
Much better.
Like this year, I spoke to them on Saturday, and doing that this year, they're ready. They said to me, we're ready for Marius Schoeman this year.
Nice.
So that for me is already a success story, because they already in February, but they're ready for Marius Schoeman. So that for me is...
It's almost like I don't know, is it now the Remember the Titans or is it the basketball one? Where they say our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. I picture that moment now when she was just mentioning it now.
Yeah.
And that's so beautiful, because that's the belief system.
Yeah.
That's them believing in their abilities. They're capable of doing something. Because sometimes you get to a platform, it's not because you are not talented, not because you don't have the abilities, but the luggies gaan aan. Now come here down and say to yourself, what am I doing here? And like Angela now said this, the power jump is a team.
Yeah.
People neglect to understand is when the girls go out, it's 12 different girls from 12 different schools that make one team and play as in unity. For us, that is really special. And for them to believe that they can and do 12-year-old, 14-year-old, 15-year-old, play against a 17-year-old, and they'll still making the top four out of top 20 schools in South Africa. I mean, that is, it's unheard of, because these kids go to Blackheat, Spine Road. These are Forest Heights, these are Kraaifontein, Easterover. These are girls that come from all over. On a Saturday morning, you have to pick up girls in Spine Road, Blackheat, Easterover. They come from all over. And they make one team. So that's the beauty of the journey. And other Angela said, they believe. Ek wen sommer sal September, al het ons al gehaal.
Yes.
And
I mean, my husband also says in Saturday mornings, my house is full of girls. If the bell goes off, then he tells me, there's your girls. So they like kids in my house.
That's nice. That's
you know,
so
my
nice.
Coffee. Yeah. Who's going to make coffee? So for me, it's just...
And for me, it also makes my heart happy, because it means trust and relationship. If you look deeper into it, it's trust and relationship. Once a girl and a boy trust that individual, they start building a relationship with that individual. But they can... My kids is safe.
Yes.
You understand? So
yes.
That is already a platform that we created, but it's also a success story on its own. Like, throughout what's happening in this world, throughout what's happening in the Western Cape, our community kids are now saying, I says, ik wil hier wees.
Ik wil hier
wees. To wake up in the morning, or Saturday morning at 7, to be at training 8, is mannigheid mos. But they want to be there. So they're safe, they trust, and there's a relationship for me.
Nice.
That's really... Beautiful.
And just to let on to that, Grandom, when you trust somebody, right, look, all these things that you guys are doing is actually for them.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, they trust you. So now, which means that they're not only putting in hard work for themselves, they're putting in hard work for you, because they also don't want to disappoint the person
100%.
That they're trusting, you know?
100%.
So, yeah,
kudos. As ek het a kop, wat sê mens nou? If I had a hat, I would take it off. Okay, so obviously with everything that you guys are doing good, there is always like challenges that you guys are facing. I just wanted to know with regards to like what is your toughest challenge when it comes to running the foundation?
I think the toughest challenge is the belief system. Gangsterism is always going to be there. Crime is always going to be there. Unemployment is always going to be there. We've learned over the last decade to adapt to what's happening in the community. We can't control when COVID comes and when COVID goes. So this stuff, it comes. We are ready and we're prepared for that. We've got a risk plan. We know what to do. When someone gets injured or something happens, yeah, that's going to... But it's the belief system. Like I said previously, it's working with kids that's from disadvantaged areas that's now on a platform, and I can't believe that I can a success make on my life. Coach Angela say, hey, he's good enough. Now when I can't believe that I can't, it's good enough. So I think that is for us, for me personally, that is the challenge. The challenge is not the platform. We started the rugby program without the rugby ball, without the rugby jerseys. Now we have...
I'm going to start giving away that jersey. The problem
is that... But you understand, we started something from nothing. It's not that... I started a netball program and I have no idea about netball.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew I had to do something for the girls.
We
didn't have netballs, we didn't have anything. We recently just got the poles. When was that? 2-3 weeks ago. So that is not the issue here. The issue is the individual believing that I can change my circumstances. It's sometimes kids, we get them bursaries. Top university, top schools. They get there, then they don't believe they belong there. We had a kid that went to Durban. He got a bursary at Durban. 140,000 bursary a year. As mentioned, what is his salaris for dinner? Yeah. He got to the school 1 month. He said, "Coach, I'm struggling. I can't adapt to this lights out, blazer, discipline system. You understand?
Yes.
We got a boy this year. He was at university for 1 week. Got a bursary at two universities. Today he came home. He said, struggling. Wow. So it's the belief system. Mm-hmm. It's believing that I can, you understand, I can change my circumstances. So I think that's the moeilijke deel van die organisatie. It's the individuals, the beneficiaries that you work with in these circumstances. You always have to have more time with them to make them believe that they can be better. You have to think better about yourself, start saying better things about yourself, better things about your circumstances. We've been around the block. We're always going to struggle. There's always going to be funds issues. There's always going to be sponsors issues. For me personally, for in the driving seat or leading things, I don't want to be distracted by that. You understand? That stuff is going to come and go.
Yeah.
So sit here on the rolly kit, then we use that one rolly kit. If we just say one banana or snipe banana in the after, we've learned to work with what we have. If it's not take socket, if not any ball it, it's I wish more people will have that attitude of begging what we had in your hand. Just work with what you have. Angelo, we don't have any premises. We don't own any premises. We make use of schools, the fields of the schools, the courts of the... We don't own any of that thing. COVID, we didn't have any transportation on our name. We fed 1,175 people every day.
Wow.
We didn't have transportation. I got love from friends and family, guys that your Cecil gave his birthday today. Shout out to Cecil Day. Happy birthday.
Cecil Africa is...
an ex-Springbok player, and he's a Springbok women's coach now. But that guy gave me his car and made sure that I drive just to go feed people. Like Gil gave his bucky. Gillian gave his bucky to me. He would leave the bucky there and then make sure I just go feed people. People can't look at us and fault us for saying, "How are you doing? Because you have." It's not because we have. We didn't have.
Mm.
Like, the government only started supporting us 2 years ago.
Wow.
But then we were feeding people already for 10 years. So it's not having everything together. You don't have to have everything together. Gebruik net wat in jou hand is. Just give what you have. If you want bread, just work with one bread. And I think for us to answer your question, back to your question, is there is not challenges for us. The challenge is the individual believing that what coach is presenting to me now is going to be a success. I'm going to trust this process. Je gaat niet succesvol worden, wees je. Dat is voor 3 jaar. Dat is een 3 jaar proces.
Long term.
Yes.
Wow. The other thing is, you were saying that you pick up girls from Spine Road, Easterwe. So your foundation is open for any kid. That how can you please maybe just explain to maybe there's a listener out there that's looking at the foundation like, wow, they're doing really good work, that maybe wants to join. How can they join?
It's open to the public. If you have transport, come along on a Saturday morning for training. Our girls are playing on the 12th of April. They're playing a touring team from England. They play about 12 games against touring teams from international teams. They're really very lucky in that sense. We've got a strong relationship internationally. So if you're a girl in that age group of 12 to 18, 19 years old, come join us.
And that's for netball, right?
That's for netball, yeah. Even if you're a coach and want to give a helping hand or share a bit of your story of being an ex-professional player or ex-provincial player, come talk, share with us. Reach out to us, get involved. It can go for fitness coaches. We've actually had an influx in the last 3 weeks of yoga, fitness coaches, people that are reaching out to say, hey, I also want to get involved. And that's beautiful. That's nice. People acknowledging what we are doing and also want to make a difference or add value. And that's the same for rugby. We have boys from all over the Western Cape joining our program. It's specific. Our program is specific. It focuses on fundamentals, skills. It's developing you as an individual, mm-hmm. so you can be better at school. We are not competing against schools. We are not training. As your school op 'n Dinsdag en 'n Donderdag of ons op 'n Maandag en 'n Woensdag. Your coach moet eintlik vir ons kom dankie sê dat ons jou help om dat jy verbeter as 'n mens. We don't play in the active league. We play tournaments and we go on tours. So we're not playing against your school on Saturday. We won't have a clash against your school. Mm. It's just to develop you as an individual. You can better pass, you can better scope, you can better tackle. You can as a belief say, you can thank you say. That's a cultural thing. And that's what we teach our boys. Come to training, your supplementation free, no cost to you. You get a meal, you get your supplements, and then kry nog 'n lif ook nog huis toe. You understand? So it's just creating a safe haven for our community kids.
Wow. Yeah. Very nice. Okay. Sê vir my dan in terme van long term met die mini foundation. Ek weet dit is 'n klise vraag om te vra, maar hoe sien jy die foundation groei in die next 5 tot 10 jaar?
Yeah, in the next 5 years we'll have our own premises. We'll probably have a facility that based in rugby and netball, so we'll have a netball court and a rugby field. Or there will be a premises that's already existed that we can use for our own as our own premises. That something will happen in the next 5 years. 2 active netball teams and 2 active rugby teams. That is the important thing when it comes to a social development perspective. Yeah. And creating jobs. I think 2 years ago, I was jack of all trades. Now I've got 9 people that work and earn a salary. And if we can create more jobs for people, that is also a special thing for us in the next 2 to 3 years. Not even 5, 2 to 3 years. We want to create more jobs for more people in our communities that get involved and not just offering up your time as a volunteer, but also getting paid for your time because mm-hmm. it's a sacrifice.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, nou wil ek net gou vir julle vra. Jy het nou klaar gepraat van die volunteers. Kan julle net lands? Jy was stil nou. Kan jy miskien net sê, waar kan ons vir julle kry? Wat is die socials? Wat is die handles? Wat is die?
Hashtag be the difference, meneer. Hashtag live and direct, Insta, we all the platforms except we're not on TikTok yet, but that's a discussion must happen. He's our socials guy.
Is he the social guy?
We don't have professional people. That beautiful video you see, it's again is a sacrifice. You must go home now, and the boys will have the video because he took videos this afternoon.
Well, but we cut it for them. It looks very nice.
Our own social media guy, so in terms of social, you need to speak.
I can't take all the credit. I was telling Marvin, he's a camera guy. I was watching, I made a video yesterday about the girls for training. And I told him this morning, yo, thank you very much for capturing the moment, man. Mm. You know, sometimes you are so busy in the next move. Ja, wat gaan ons môre doen? Wat gaan ons volgende week doen? And sometimes I miss a lot of opportunities. And when I was making this video yesterday, and I saw the girls, the happiness, man, the joy of being at training, the laughter, I got fat, you know. They can be fully sometimes, yeah. You know, like a eitart, but they were happy. And then I told them this morning, thank you very much for capturing that. Because we're in good hands, man. This is God ordained. This is not a passion. Passion, I loop uit op 'n Woensdag. And I say, klaar met passie. This is a calling. You must be called to serve people and to work with people. And for capturing that, I think that was really beautiful. I think we're in a good space, in a good season, and we're just grateful for God for granting us the opportunity to serve. You understand? This is not ours. We always say it's not our resources. Yes. It's not our balls, it's not our food. Ons is maar geleentheid geskep.
Geskep, ja.
Te kantien, ja.
Ja. Inspiring, guys, inspiring. So, kets vir hulle op die socials. Ek kry so my persoonlike boodskapper. Sy moet 2 tickets koop vir Bring en Braai. So, kyk maar daar, support die manne, asseblief. Enige besighede wat miskien in Reeds wil kom, wat miskien op die live is, of op die stream is, reach out na BTD toe, soos julle kan sien op hulle t-shirts, die mense wat op die live is. I believe. En ek het ook nog op die begin te believe. But anyways, guys, ek gaan vir hulle daar so los. Ek gaan net vir sê, laatste woordjes vir Lance sê, om te sê goodbye en vir Grantham en vir Angela. Lance?
Angela, just thank you for the platform that you've given us now to say our story. I hope even if one person took something out of what we shared here today, I think then that is also a win. And like you just said, this is our thing for the year. I believe, so you must believe.
Yeah, Krista, thank you very much for the opportunity, like Lance just said. Thank you to our sponsors and partners for making it possible for us to serve every day. For each program, each socioeconomic program, we have a title sponsor. So for our sport, it's the MDEC Investment Group. Mm-hmm. For our education, it's High Tech Investment. We have Evocent, Brilliant Wesley, and the guys are really been supportive throughout, consistently being supportive. Our nutritional development, it's the Department of Social Development. Grateful for them for finally waking up and the other little work up, and our newly partner that we signed a 3-year contract with is the Alan Gray Philanthropy Group. I think that's quite special also. Sun International, that's been sponsoring our back to school campaign. They were last year sponsoring our sports program. The Grand West, Grand Slots. There's quite a few, and we're quite grateful for them for the open hand, but not so much the open hand for the trust. Man.
Trust, yeah.
Oh, in a corporate and a private company, when they trust you, they are willing to put their name to it.
Mm.
And I think that's the beauty about Be the Difference Foundation. It's trustworthy.
Mm.
It's a reliable brand, and they chose us as the vehicle of hope. And for that, we are truly grateful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Angela, thank you for hosting us tonight. And all I can say is just check out these shirts. I believe. So this is what we stand for.
First of all, from my side and from Radio Server side, thank you for offering your time. Like you guys say, you guys are very busy. I do appreciate it, really, for each and everybody. And Lance, Grantham, Angela for coming out and just maybe inspiring some of the people that's actually listening tonight. Yeah. And I wish and pray that your foundation just grows and grows. So for all of the listeners tonight, you know where to get them. BTD, Be the Difference Foundation. And then you guys can catch him on Instagram, Facebook. That's it. So thank you guys for listening. Angelo out.
Yes, our station, our talent, our people.
Die ding rukkie.
Yeah. I love how you're in the movie. I don't know how much it's true. I don't know how much it's true. But I can't even know if anyone's in a pony. I'm a care security, my life is so a movie. Want to be a winner, still I smile when I'm losing. As I see, I can't wait to rips, I can't groen. All is all I see, this is iemand van my pony. Yeah, I make a change, that is where I'm all in hate and come. Say ik ga niet worden in mijn tijd gaan kom. Maar we zien kom je mensen gaan maar jou boos zien. You being negative, ze weet dus kom je zo niet. Alle kan maar kwadra, ik doe niet jouw ding. Moet niet worry wat die mensen nog gaan praten. Ze weet niemand of niemand die verstaan niet. Ik ga je eigen beleid, niemand je van maken. Alle kan maar kwadra, ik doe niet jouw ding. Moet niet worry wat die mensen nog gaan praten. Ze weet niemand of niemand die verstaan niet. I got it, all you would like, even if I'm marking. I look at my quadra, I do need your dumb.
like I'm a quadra, doing it yo dumb. I like I'm a quadra, doing it yo dumb. Doing it yo dumb. I like I'm a quadra, doing it yo dumb. I like I'm a quadra. Focus on yourself, we can do better. I don't need nobody, they be changing like the weather. I do it for the family, I don't care about jealousy. I cannot be like you, go and do it forever. Mensen gaan je eten, maar stickers, aya. Alle stupid hebben het gejaagd, dat is waar die wikkers, aya. If they don't pay me, wordt hij sowieso maar gecanceld, aya. They hold your holy bodies, we just as a gangster, aya. Ik is die type person, but mensen always like change. I never thought about the ladies, it just came my way. Net zoals je quality upgrades, we gaan die price up change. En net zoals mijn relationships, kan ik je game up change. Ik is bust down, alles. Bust down woman, I don't care about the color. I've been working hard, so they wanna see me suffer. They just do the talking, they don't care about each other. Cause you doing it yo dumb. Doing it yo dumb. I like on my quadra, doing it yo dumb. I like on my quadra. Cause you doing it yo dumb. Don't worry about the mensen nog gaan praten. Ze weet niemand nog van niemand die verstaan niet. Had er jouw eigen met laat niemand je van maken. Alle kama kwadra, ik doe niet jouw dan. Moet niet worry wat die mensen nog gaan praten. Ze weet niemand nog van niemand die verstaan niet. Had er jouw eigen met laat niemand je van maken. Alle kama kwadra, ik doe niet jouw dan. Alle kama kwadra, ik doe niet jouw dan. Alle kama kwadra, ik doe niet jouw dan.
Die dang rugby.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Submissions are now open.
For all types of South African music to be playlisted on Radio Easter Feed.
The likes of
gospel.
Trap and hip hop, hip hop.
Dan wat gaat hij maken?
Wat?
Protest met bomsen in die straat. Hoeveel is al dood aan die kaap?
Hoeveel?
Mijn enigste vraag is:
wat zij bereikt?
O, zit hij genoeg hier als hij het die voelt?
Wat zij bereikt?
Dans, haal en reggae tunes.
Yes, dat is fijn. Kaapstad. Luxem straal en present van de jagers. Dat is wat ik het maak.
R&B en soul.
I still smell you, I still smell you, yes I do.
And of course, bomb and house music.
We don't mind the language.
We don't mind the
genre.
So send us an email now to info@radioeasterriver.co.za.
Title your email.
Playlist me.
Radio. Yes,
our station, our talent, our people.
Hierdie geweet. You can have TB with no symptoms. The Oram Institute strives to create a TB-free community for future generations. Come and get your free chest x-ray at the Clanflay Community Healthcare Center. We are based here in Easter Rivier. We operate Monday to Friday between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. No appointment needed, no referrals from the doctors needed. Ja, jy het my reg gehoor, die diens is gratis.